It's time now for Tiger Talk Overtime.
There's a price to pay to win a championship. How we practice is how we're going to play. It's time. It's time all these distractions in, and we start getting to work and start doing it the right way.
Nobody split. Give the ball up and over, and Elam, I believe, touchdown. Touchdown, Auburn. Well, that was sure second effort by Bo Jackson. He just got hit behind the line of scrimmage. Everybody knew what was coming. Alabama knew what was coming. Bo Jackson just on sure effort got it in.
Out of shotgun, Patrick Nix. Alabama bringing everybody. Nix is going to float one for Sanders. Sanders, oh, he caught it at the two, and he dived in. Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Auburn! Oh, my goodness!
Carnell Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25, cuts it inside. 30, 35, 40. There goes Cadillac. To the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10. Go crazy, Cadillac! Go crazy!
He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
Have fun doing it. Play hard, you play smart, you have fun. That's how you play the game. You communicate on the field. You take care of each other.
First down and 10, just inside of midfield. Here's Cam on the fake, right up the middle. Breaks a tackle at the 40. Stays on his feet. 35-30, 25-20. Peterson, the one man to beat at the 5. He is in.
Waits for the snap into place. There it is. The kick is up. The kick is good. Auburn wins. 22-19.
You come into our house, you got no chance. You got no chance. And we start and we play like that from start to finish. And you're going to know you played us. You're the most physical team every time we play at home.
Tiger Talk Overtime is presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now at 343-0106. From the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, across from USA, here's your host, Doug Holton.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome into Tiger Talk Overtime on Thursday night. Doug Holton along with you, and we invite you to join us here at the Voodoo Wing Company tonight. Come on out and join us for some great food and conversation, all the different flavors of wings that you need for college football, which is ongoing on the big screens right now. West Virginia and Pitt getting underway. We'll be talking more about that. We have a busy night for you on week one of the Auburn season. A little bit later on, we'll be visiting with Bill Cameron, a longtime radio voice in Auburn, now with 106.7 ESPN in Auburn. We'll be talking with Bill about the Tigers this season and the opener this weekend against Mercer. And a little bit later on, a very special interview that I think you'll want to stay tuned for. Randy Campbell, the quarterback for the Auburn Tigers back in 1982 and 83, is going to join us in the second half hour. We're going to reminisce a little bit about Auburn football, talk about the current team, and also with the events of the past week and Allen Green stepping down, Randy's name has been mentioned very prominently, I should say, for the job as athletic director. Very nice interview with Randy earlier today. We're going to play that for you and get your thoughts and comments on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line. So stay tuned for all of that. And now let's talk some football as we head into game one and the Mercer ball game this weekend. A lot of people talking about offense, but perhaps more importantly for the Auburn Tigers, the Tigers' defense looks pretty stout if you look at the two-deep depth chart this season. And one of the new guys on that list is Jason Jones, a 6'6", 328-pound sophomore transfer from Oregon. And we talked to Jason earlier in the week and asked him about this Auburn defense and exactly how good can they be.
I feel like we can be the best in the league, personally. I mean, as far as a whole unit standpoint, though. You know, if the D-line does their job, if the DBs do their job, if everyone does their job, we can be the best in the league, no doubt, in my head. You know what I mean? It just, it takes everybody, and not just one person wanting to be a hero, then messing up, getting out of a gap, getting, wanting to play something that they're not communicating. And that's where you see a lot of defenses mess up.
Well, you hear coaches say it all the time. It starts up front, and Auburn's defense seems to be pretty well equipped, as we mentioned before, up front on the front line with Jason Jones. You have Colby Wooden, Derek Hall on the edge, one edge, Marcus Harris, Iku Leota on the other edge, the linebackers Owen Papo and Cam Riley, and the safeties to start out with anyway, Puckett and Kaufman, and also the cornerbacks look to be pretty experienced and pretty talented, Nehemiah Pritchett and Jalen Simpson. And Jalen Simpson can attest to what it means to have those big guys up front.
Rush and coverage work together now. A lot of times, you know, those guys, they get back there, and we don't have to cover for very long. You know what I'm saying? I don't really, if there's a nine ball going down the field, most of the time there's a sack before the guy even running all the way down the field. You know, I just love my D-line, man. They always in their gaps. They doing what they're supposed to do. They make it easier for us on the back end. And I love them.
All right, so there's a couple of the defensive specialists. And on offense, what am I going to be looking for? Maybe what should you be looking for Saturday night at Jordan-Hare Stadium? Well, be watching, of course, T.J. Finley. And we get the picture that he knows the offense. He knows how to get people set up. What I'm going to be looking for is, can he make the throw when he has an open receiver, or maybe not an open receiver, but he has to squeeze it in that tight window. Can T.J. Finley get that done? And also, Robbie Ashford will be looking to see what he can do on a third down situation, third and five, third and six. Can he spread that defense out and maybe use his legs and be a weapon for Auburn at quarterback in that type of situation if he doesn't become the starter later on? The other thing I'm going to be watching for is that offensive line, Nick Broms out at center, and I'm going to be watching Tate Johnson, the 6'4", 285-pound junior, and see exactly how he performs, although we may not be able to see a lot against Mercer. And the other couple of guys that I'm interested in seeing, Cameron Stutz and Keandre Jones at that right guard position. I'll be looking for those guys. And also Killian Zaire, the 6'7", 312-pound senior who didn't get to play the whole season last year. He's going to be more prominent this year, so we'll be looking to see what he can do on Saturday night as well. That offensive line, very crucial, of course, in the running game and how Auburn can run against some of these SEC teams. Also, one of the guys in the mix at the H-back position, Tyler Fromm from Warner Robins, Georgia, and he has a couple of connections with the Mercer ball club, including a family connection.
I mean, it's pretty much like a hometown team almost. Twin brother played there, just stopped playing this past year. He still lives with, my brother still lives with two of the guys on the team. I've gotten, just from him being there, I've gotten close with a bunch of guys. And, you know, they're a really good football team. They're rallied up this year. They're fired up, you know, especially with a, you know, D1 FCS school like them. They're going to be excited. I guess now the second game, they're going to be excited coming into a place like Auburn, you know, huge stadium. You know, just watching them from playing Alabama last year, they're not going to back down. They're going to fight. Even this year, you can just tell from last week, their attitude, their grit, they're going to play hard. They're going to come in here and try to beat us. So it's going to be good to play them.
All right, the thoughts of Tyler Fromm there, and Auburn absolutely loaded at the H-back position, and we'll be talking more about that as the night goes on. Lots of college football going on here at the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road. Two locations for you. Hope you'll come out and join us tonight, West Virginia and Pitt. On one tube here, Tennessee taking on Ball State on another, and the Penn State Nittany Lions, an opponent for the Auburn Tigers on another TV. The Tigers and the Nittany Lions playing in the third week of the season on CBS. Later in the hour, we're going to be talking with former Auburn quarterback Randy Campbell. When we come back, Bill Cameron of the Drive in Auburn, ESPN 106.7. We'll talk some Auburn football, take your calls and questions when we come back on Tiger Talk Overtime.
Friends, Cecil Christenberry here, proud sponsor of the old-time feed, old-fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week. I want to personally invite you to Old Time Feed here in Fairhope for all your feed and garden supply needs. We've been here now for 33 years serving you, and I want to thank you for that. So whether it's seed for your fall garden or an orchid for mom, stop on in and we'll take great care of you. That's Old Time Feed and Garden Supply in Fairhope.
Good call or bad call, officials always have the final say in sports. And at Alpha Insurance, we know it's important for you to have the final say on the insurance plan we build for you. You'll have peace of mind knowing we'll work hard to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Alpha Insurance, always a good call. In Daphne or on the Eastern Shore, call Morgan Bradley at 626-3383 or stop by just off Highway 98 in Fountain Square.
Auburn fans are truly dedicated to their team, and at T. Batchelor & Son, we are dedicated to your comfort. We have served the Mobile area for over 35 years. We offer quality products and services to accommodate your home and business HVAC needs. To flatten the curve on your energy costs, call the comfort people at 639-9234 for service and installation of your comfort system. Or see us on the web at tbatchelorandson.com. Bryant, whatever it takes. Alabama license number 07208.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Sale Road and Doug Holton.
All right, thanks very much. Welcome back into the show on a Thursday night. Tiger Talk Overtime, talking some Auburn football tonight as the season is set to open on Saturday at 6 o'clock at Jordan-Hare Stadium against Mercer. Should be an entertaining game for the first game of the year for the Auburn Tigers. You never know what will happen. Mercer with a win last weekend over Morehead State, and they looked like a pretty good football team for Mercer. We'll see what happens Saturday night. And lots of college football going on here at the Voodoo Wing Company tonight. As we mentioned, West Virginia Pitt, Tennessee taking on Ball State, and Penn State taking on Purdue. All the tubes are going, so come on out and join us here at the Voodoo Wing Company. Don't forget to visit them Saturday for all your tailgate needs. Joining us now on the phone lines, which you can join, 343-0106, the host of The Drive afternoons in the Auburn area on ESPN 106.7. Bill Cameron is with us on the phone lines. And, Bill, great to have you with us tonight to talk a little Auburn football. I think he's with us. Is that right, Charlie?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Okay, we got you now. How's everything going, Bill? Okay, Charlie, are we set up?
There we go.
Okay, you got us now?
Yes. Hello.
All right, Bill, how are we doing? How are we doing in Auburn tonight?
Good, fine. Everybody's excited, ready for the game Saturday. Just right now, hoping that the weather cooperates. Looking like we might have some rain here over the next few days.
Gotcha. You've been around Auburn football for as long as I can remember. And I want to pay you a compliment. Whenever I watch the press conference in Auburn, your questions are some of the best questions that are asked for Coach Harsin. And like I said, you've been around the program. How long have you been in Auburn now?
Oh, man, a lot. Let's just say a long time. I go back, I remember being at Coach Dye's opening press conference. So yeah, I've been around for a few.
Yeah, me too. Well, tell us, with your experience there and all the Auburn football you've watched, what is your gut feeling about this 2022 team?
I think they've got a chance to be a lot better than some of the national pundits are saying. I think the decision by quite a few of the upperclassmen to come back and the way they have bonded, this team is extremely close right now. They're very, very closely knit. They're very much behind Brian Harsin, and I think they've used a lot of the stuff that's been going on, as well as the questions and concerns, which many of them are very, very legitimate. I mean, when you lose your last five ball games, yeah, folks are going to have questions. But look back at a lot of those games. Granted, they don't have Bo Nix, but they have a lot of players that have come back from a year ago when they were in every ball game, with the exception of, you know, the Georgia game and then the Texas A&M game, got away early in the second half. But every other ball game, they had a chance to win. And a lot of times, you know, you and I can recall Coach Dye's first year, Auburn having chances to win some games, and had a questionable call or two. And Coach Dye, even sitting in on our show, lamented a couple of the decisions he made against Mississippi State, for example, the way some of the things went against Wake Forest. Things can happen in the first year of a coach. But I remember Coach Dye talking about, a team first, needs to win the close games. You may lose close games, but then you need to win the close games. Then you hope you can win big. And it's funny, I guess it's just times have changed where people don't really have the patience to want to go through that. But I think this team has enough talent to be more than just competitive. I sure think they'll finish out of the cellar in the SEC West, where most people are projecting them right now.
Yeah, and I look back, Bill, to that game last year. The one that I point to is the Mississippi State game. Yeah. Where Auburn was up 28-3, I think, or 28-10 at halftime, and let it slip away. And if they win that ball game, I think the season probably winds up a lot different last year. But a lot of people talking about the offense and the quarterback situation, but I think the strength of this football team is the defensive football team. And I kind of have gone over the depth chart, and they look pretty strong to me, too deep on the defensive side of the football, and hopefully they can use that this year and not allow a lot of points and take some pressure off the offense and maybe the young quarterbacks and what have you.
Yeah, Auburn was third or fourth in the SEC in scoring defense a year ago, and I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be as good, if not better. I mean, you look, and across the board, they return so much talent. When you have Colby Wooden, Derek Hall, Eku Liota, Marcus Harris all coming back up front, a healthy Owen Papo, healthier than he's been in a couple of years, and then all the experience back in the secondary, Nehemiah Pritchett and Jalen Simpson and Zion Puckett and Donovan Kaufman, man, most teams would give anything to have that back, and I really like some of the additions. Jason Jones, I'm really looking forward to seeing him. We've heard really good things out of Mo Joseph, the Memphis transfer, who's going to get a lot of work there up front defensively. The biggest question, in my mind, defensively, is you get solid play from the linebacker opposite Owen, and it'll be Cam Riley to get things started. And is there depth behind Derek Hall and Eku Liota? To me, those are the only questions there are defensively. This is as deep and talented a defense as Auburn's had in quite a few years.
Yeah. A couple of distractions here right before the season. Of course, we all heard about Allen Green stepping down, his contract not being renewed, however you want to look at it, in the last week. And also Nick Broms, the center, unable to go for the 2022 season. And the Tigers may have known that for a little bit, but it's still a little bit of a distraction, and some new faces and numbers working their way into the offensive line. How big of a factor do you think those two items are heading into the first couple of games?
I don't think the Allen Green situation is going to have really any effect on the play of the football team. I mean, I know there was some surprise by some of the folks around, but I really wasn't shocked. Maybe just a little surprised at the timing, but I guess you're coming up at the end of a month, and if Chris Roberts was not going to renew the contract or extend the contract, then it probably made sense for both sides to go ahead and start looking at the future. So I don't think Allen Green, I don't think his situation is going to affect football. It's a different story there at center because we just don't know. Tate Johnson, by all accounts, has had an excellent summer and fall. And fortunately for the team, I believe the only time we saw Nick even dressed out and working with the team was the very first day when they were just in shorts. So I think Tate has been the guy taking all the snaps once they put on the shoulder, or once they put on the shoulder pads and then went into full gear. It's been Tate running number one there at the center. But obviously you have to wonder how is he going to be able to make all the checks and calls. I asked Coach Harsin, you know, the other day, the concerns that people have about him being supposedly undersized at 285. And, you know, what we've heard all year is he's one of the strongest players on the team. They really like his quickness, his explosion. But, yeah, that's got to be a concern because, in my mind, one of the big problems with the offensive line last year, as much as people lamented the pass protection, I didn't think the pass protection was really that bad last year. I thought it was more a problem inside, getting a push from the interior of the line. Auburn was just awful last year in short yardage. And a lot of the pressure came right up the middle. So it'll be interesting to see how Tate does. I know they feel better about their guards with a healthy Brandon Council. And now the battle between DeAndre Jones and Cam Stutz at the guard spot. They've got a lot of experience everywhere. Austin Troxell says he's as healthy as he's been since he was a 10th grader. And Killian Deere is now someone who's at least had his feet wet and getting out there. But that's obviously the area that everybody's going to be looking at, along, of course, with T.J. Finley, but it starts up front because if he doesn't get protection, it's going to be tough for anybody at quarterback.
Yeah, and you can't run the football either. Chatting with Bill Cameron in Auburn, the host of the Drive there, ESPN 106.7, for another minute or two. And, Bill, we talked a lot about T.J. Finley. Everybody has. So what about Robbie Ashford? What do you expect from him Saturday?
I think you're going to see Robbie in the game. I don't know if it'll be in the first half. I think it'll depend on how the ball game goes. But I think they really like the added dimension that he brings with his legs. And if you look back at Brian Harsin's career back in, I guess it was 2017, when they had Brett Rippon, who was an experienced quarterback, they bring in Cozart, a graduate transfer from Kansas, and they played both of those guys. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think it's going to be a rotation. I think TJ is definitely your number one guy, but Robbie gives you a completely different look. Now, everything we saw this fall, TJ was by far the most polished. He was the best passer. Everyone has talked about how quickly he is able to adapt and call the defenses. But Robbie, again, is just a dynamic athlete. I'll be interested to see, but I think we'll get to see him some on Saturday.
Yeah, should be fun. Always enjoy the visit, Bill. Good to listen to hear you, and look forward to seeing you Saturday at Jordan-Hare Stadium.
See you there in the box, Doug. Take care.
All right, Bill. Thanks very much. Once again, Bill Cameron, the host of the Drive in Auburn, ESPN 106.7. We're here at the Voodoo Wing Company tonight, Thursday night, and lots of college football on the screens. West Virginia and Pitt, a 10-7 ball game. Also Penn State and Purdue still scoreless in the first half of play, and Tennessee taking care of Ball State at last check. When we come back, we're going to visit with former Auburn quarterback Randy Campbell and check in and see what he is up to now and visit some about the days of old as well. Stay with us here on Tiger Talk Overtime. Looking for the number one team in the industrial field? For 30 years, Will 2 has been the leader in providing industrial service. Call Will 2 to design, engineer, fabricate, or install process equipment, storage tanks, ASME code pressure vessels, process piping systems, and more. They're also the best in the field at erection, installation, repair, and industrial maintenance. WILTEW.com. Will 2, number one for a reason.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will 2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106.
Brewing Company on Old Sale Road, and Doug Holton.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Don't forget our friends at the Voodoo Wing Company this weekend. We have a night game at Jordan-Hare Stadium. If you're heading to the game, don't forget the location at College Street, kind of where the supper club used to be. You can go for lunch. You could go get your tailgating needs before the game, whatever you might want. And two great locations now here in the Mobile area, Old Shell Road by the South Alabama campus, and now at I-65 and Dolphin Street. If you like the drive-through, try that location. Get all your needs this weekend from our friends at the Voodoo Wing Company. And it's time now for the Horizon Financial Halftime Report, brought to you by Horizon Financial. Come with us and experience the Horizon difference. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, a great conversation earlier today with former Auburn Tiger quarterback Randy Campbell, who, of course, was involved with the Bo Over the Top game in 1982 and led the Tigers to the SEC title in 1983. And Randy might be a leading candidate for the spot now as athletic director at Auburn University. We talked about all of that. Let's listen into a little bit of our conversation earlier today with Randy Campbell. Just reminiscing a little bit a while ago about the 1982 Iron Bowl and the 82 Tangerine Bowl. A lot of people think of you as a wishbone quarterback, but they probably don't remember you were the MVP of the Tangerine Bowl.
Wow, that game was a lot of fun. I was a junior, and I think we probably threw more passes in that game than any other game I played in. And fortunately, Coach Crow had a great game plan. We had some great receivers, and it all worked out pretty well. Had a lot of fun. Got to play against Doug Flutie. And, kind of cool having Doug Flutie and Bo Jackson both in the game, the eventual Heisman Trophy winners.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And I was watching a little bit of the end of the 82 Iron Bowl. I always remember Coach Dye used to say about Randy Campbell, who I think you were a receiver before he got there, right?
No, I was a quarterback in high school, and okay. And I played quarterback at Auburn for 2.5 years, as a backup, and then I got moved to wide receiver for half a season.
Okay.
In 81, but then in the spring I moved back to quarterback, and that's when I won the starting job.
But I always remember him saying, Randy Campbell can't run and he can't throw, but he's a winner. but that pass you threw to Edwards on the sidelines at the end of the Iron Bowl was a pretty good strike.
That was Coach. I've heard Coach Dye say I threw it in a snuff can, and I think what he meant by that was Mike Edwards was covered, and about the only place the ball could be was low and outside, and that's where it ended up. And that was probably the most important pass I ever threw in my whole career. Mm-hmm. Because Alabama had beaten us 9 years in a row, and this was going to be the last drive to, have a chance to win the game, and it was 3rd and 14. And, wishbone, most people think that you don't have much of a chance when you're in a predictable passing situation. But we worked on 2-minute offense a lot, and we spread the field when we did that. And, a lot of people don't realize this, but we didn't throw the ball that much in the wishbone. But that last drive against Alabama, there were 15 plays called on that drive, and 8 of them were passes. And 2 of them, there were penalties. So, if you looked up, I guess, the true statistics, it would show 13 plays and maybe 6 passes. But, 2 of them, there were penalties on the plays. But I tease Bo all the time. Not every time I see him, but I tease him all the time. I said, Bo, on 3rd and goal from the 9, I threw the ball to you in the flat, if you had only scored, the Birmingham News would have said, Campbell throws winning touchdown pass to beat Alabama for the first time in 10 years. And I said, you got tackled on the 1-foot line,
Yeah. Stole
all the glory, and Daniel Moore painted your picture, and you've been famous forever.
Yeah, which is the picture I have behind me here.
Yeah. Of course, I'm just teasing with him when I say that, but it's kind of fun.
Running over Tommy Wilcox.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about this year's Auburn team. I guess the big news lately is the quarterbacks and TJ Finley winning that job. I heard somebody say the other day that a week ago they weren't quite sure that he was going to win the job. But what do you think of TJ? How much has he improved, and how close was that race this year?
I think the race was probably closer than than a lot of people realize. You know, I think a lot of people thought when Zach Calzada transferred here that he would be the starter. I mean, you know, it just made sense that you're bringing somebody in from outside that was a – I think he started 10 games at Texas A&M, had a great game against Alabama and beat them. And I know he's had some injuries and some other things, but I think one of the reasons that the competition lasted so long is Ashford is a really good athlete. And I think he got better each day, kept making progress, and so the coaches just wanted to see, you know, how far can he progress and can he challenge T.J. Finley. You know, I do think that a quarterback can make tremendous progress from one year to the next, but it's not typically in the physical part of the game. You know, can he throw the ball better than he did at the end of last year? Probably not that much better, but maybe he can process things at the line of scrimmage and after the snap a lot better. And so that is going to, and the result of that would be, you know, higher completion percentage, fewer turnovers, and that mental part of the game. After you've been playing for some period of time, the game slows down a little bit for you, and it's easier to take those mental pictures, you know, during the game. And I think that's where he could possibly show a lot of improvement. I know I've heard since he's been here that the players rally behind him. He's a team leader, and I'm excited to see what he can do.
You think it's still a competition? Obviously, that Penn State game is a game that people point to, and maybe a must-win for Auburn and Coach Harsin this year. Is it still a competition going into that game, or you think it's kind of settled?
I think it's settled, but I do think that they would probably play Ashford some, and then from there, you don't really know what could happen. But I think the coaches, you know, they want the team to feel like it's settled. They want to go in with a solid choice to start the season. And, you know, the Penn State game, I agree with what you say. It feels like such a huge game because it's, you know, our biggest non-conference opponent this year. We lost to them in a close game there last year. And, you know, whether we win or lose, it's not going to – I don't think it'll truly dictate the whole season, but it's – a lot of people are going to let that happen. You know, the emotional part of that. If we beat Penn State, people are going to be excited and feel like we've got, you know, an opportunity to have a good team. And if we lose to Penn State, they're going to feel negative about it. And it's going to be, you know, a lot harder emotionally to keep people engaged. But it only takes, you know, if we were to lose to Penn State, we beat Missouri and LSU and we're 4-1, all of a sudden they forget about that so right. much. But heck, I hope we're 5-0 after the LSU game.
We'll be right back with more of our conversation with Randy Campbell after this from Horizon Financial. I want to take a minute to tell you about Henry Hardy and Horizon Financial, a company built on knowledge, personal service, and integrity. Henry Hardy has over 32 years in financial services. Henry Hardy is a SmartVestor Pro utilizing Dave Ramsey's investing principles, and that tells me a lot. If you're looking for wealth management, retirement planning, call Henry Hardy and Horizon Financial, 251-625-2220, located across from the Eastern Shore Center at 1 Timber Way, Suite 100 in Daphne, Alabama. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, SPF, member FINRA, SIPC. Working with an advisor who subscribes to the SmartVestor Pro Network cannot guarantee investment success or that financial goals will be achieved. Advisors pay a fee to belong to the SmartVestor Pro program. Dave Ramsey and the Dave Ramsey SmartVestor Pro program are not affiliated with Sage Point Financial Incorporated and are not sponsored or endorsed by Sage Point Financial Incorporated. And now back to our conversation with Auburn quarterback Randy Campbell on the Horizon Financial Halftime Report. Let's talk a little bit about the offense this year with Coach Keesaw coming in as the OC, Mike Bobo last year. Do you see any real differences there, or do things kind of stay on the same track?
You know, I don't know that I'm the best person to answer that question. I think, you know, I thought Bobo was a really good selection last year. I'm not sure exactly what happened there. I haven't watched Boise State's offense, you know, over the years to see exactly what they were doing. But from what I hear, I have been to practice. I know we're really good at tailback, and we've got a pretty experienced offensive line. And I think probably you'll see us try to run the football more and be a more physical team than maybe we were last year. You know, it would be such a luxury if we can throw the ball when we want to throw it instead of throw it when we have to throw it.
Right.
That's a big help for a quarterback. I remember 1993. I mean, you know, Terry Bowden and Jimbo Fisher, whoever was calling the offensive plays and design that. I was on the staff in 92. Mm-hmm. And Stan was a junior. I coached he and Patrick Nix and Clay Helton. And that next year, I felt like they did the best job I'd ever seen of keeping people off balance.
Yeah.
And it just felt like we always threw it when we wanted to, and we were rarely in situations where we were predictable. So I know our offense won't be that scheme or that style. I just hope the mindset is let's try to throw it when we want to and have, you know, good play action scheme and try to take advantage of these great running backs and excellent offensive line that I think we should have.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if Tommy Bowden was there yet or not. Was he already there at that year?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was there in 92. Yeah. It was his first year. And then Terry kept him when he came in.
Mm-hmm. That was my other position I was heading to, I guess, is offensive line. We lost Nick Broms at center. But we've got a couple of other guys that new faces, new names maybe that can step in and maybe improve the situation there. Do you think that we can run the football better behind those guys this year?
I think we'll be able to. There's a lot of experience there. They've played in a lot of games. And I think Will Friend's a good offensive line coach. I think he'll have them ready. And Nick Broms, that's a big loss. I mean, he was a leader and a really good player. So, hey, somebody's got to step up.
All right, the thoughts of Randy Campbell there, the former Auburn quarterback joining us today, and we'll hear a little bit more of that conversation in just a minute. As I mentioned at the top of the interview, Randy, one of the guys that perhaps Auburn is looking at for athletic director. There's a few other names that are being tossed around out there as well, but we'll hear him comment on that in the next segment. Randy, of course, is writing the foreword for Coach Fred Riley's new book, which will be out shortly, Bo Don't Know Me. We'll talk more about that with Coach Riley in the next few shows. And when we come back, more with Randy Campbell, and we'll wrap things up from the Voodoo Wing Company here on Old Shell Road. Stay with us.
Steel, a company built on real power, tools built for real people, and dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $149.95. Or try Steel's best lightweight homeowner chainsaw, the MS-171, with many of the same design features professionals depend on. Get the MS-171 chainsaw for just $199.95 while supplies last. Robertsdale Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big box equipment? Upgrade real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsdalepower.com. Real people, Steel people.
Hi, friends. Cecil Christenberry here, proud sponsor of the old-time feed, Old Fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week. I want to personally invite you to Old Time Feed here in Fairhope for all your feed and garden supply needs. We've been here now for 33 years serving you, and I want to thank you for that. So whether it's seed for your fall garden or an orchid for mom, stop on in and we'll take great care of you. That's Old Time Feed and Garden Supply in Fairhope.
In sports, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha policy comes with personal service from our hometown team. Call Alpha to start saving today. in Daphne or on the Eastern Shore, call Morgan Bradley at 626-3383 or stop by the office just off Highway 98 in Fountain Square. Morgan Bradley and Alpha Insurance.
Kennedy for Alabama is back on the air for Season 5.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Sail Road and Doug Holton.
All right, thanks very much. Welcome back to the final segment of Tiger Talk Overtime on a Thursday night as we get you ready for the season opener, Auburn and Mercer, coming up Saturday at Jordan-Hare Stadium, a 6 o'clock kickoff. And as you heard Bill Cameron say a little earlier, his show out of Auburn and perhaps a little inclement weather for the Tigers and Murphy Mercer on Saturday. So we'll keep an eye on that and see how that looks closer to the ball game. We also want to mention, heard Cecil Christenberry there in the break, and we want to mention that, of course, the old-time feed, old-fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week will be on next week as we have football this weekend. We'll have a drive for you next week, and always appreciate Cecil Christenberry and the great people at Old Time Feed being a sponsor with us on the show. Lots of college football going on. As we mentioned, Purdue is... Actually, Penn State has just scored a touchdown and has gone ahead of Purdue in the ball game. It looks like 7-3 if they kick the PAT. Tennessee winning against Ball State, and West Virginia and Pitt knotted up at 10 apiece at last check. Let's get back to our conversation with Randy Campbell now for the final segment. And we talked about Randy being a candidate for the position of athletic director at Auburn. And he has been involved in fundraising and some NIL activities for the Tigers in the past couple of years. And I asked him about that earlier today. Let's talk about the NIL a little bit, a big topic in college football. I know you've been involved in that for Auburn in the Birmingham area and surrounding areas. Just talk about what you're doing, Randy, and the importance of that for Auburn football in the future.
You know, NIL is probably the biggest, you know, change in years in college football, and the transfer portal is probably right after that. And, you know, there seems to be only two or three rules, but at the same time, for some reason, there seems to be all this gray area. Nobody really knows what you can and can't do. And so the state of Alabama was one of the earlier states to adopt an NIL law. And then fast forward, when the NCAA came out with some clarifications, it was better, it seemed at the time, for the state of Alabama to repeal the law, which they did. What happened after that was the NCAA, in an asterisk at the end of the page on their updated guidelines, basically said that state law was more important than the NCAA rules. And immediately states like Mississippi, Tennessee, South Carolina, Illinois, who still had NIL law, started amending those laws so that the athletic departments could be a lot more involved and actually facilitate some of the NIL deals that were going on. And so that put the state of Alabama and all the schools here kind of behind the eight ball. And I've been very interested in NIL. I think it can be a really good thing if it's done right. And gotten involved with Auburn's NIL. My nature, I'm kind of a problem solver. I've been a financial advisor for 31 years, and that's what I feel like I do for my clients, is help them solve problems. And so I look at the NIL from the viewpoint of what's good, what's not so good, how can we make it better? And I know that Auburn Auburn's athletic department is very conservative and probably would be helped tremendously if we had better legislation. And so I partnered with a major law firm in Birmingham that has a sports law division, and they rewrote a law for the state of Alabama, and we found a legislator that would be happy to sponsor that. And there's been a couple of revisions, and, you know, hopefully this law will be presented in February in the session and will be passed. Mm-hmm. And if it is, you know, every school in the state of Alabama would be in a much better position for the athletic departments to be to have some more controls and be more involved in NIL. And I think that would be a very good thing.
Yeah. Interesting situation. I know everybody has a lot to learn there. And I always wonder if all of this is sustainable, but I guess we'll find out in the
future. I'm not sure if it is sustainable, but I kind of feel like in the next 3 years, the landscape will change again. I think that players are going to be, receiving compensation in some form or fashion going forward. It just may be different than it is right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, talking about NIL and some of the issues surrounding Auburn, the other big news this week, Alan Green stepping down as athletic director. A lot of talk has circulated maybe around Randy Campbell. Is that something that you might be interested in the future?
Wow. You know, Doug, I love Auburn University. It's one of the most important things in my life and has been for 43 years since I, got there as a freshman in 1979. And I've got the utmost respect and trust for President Roberts to be able to, have a vision that's best for Auburn and make a selection that's going to take us forward. I will say this. I think that at this point in time, Auburn University really needs somebody that can bring us all together and unite our family again. And I think it probably should be somebody with intimate knowledge of Auburn. And there's several of those people out there. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see what happens.
All right. The thoughts of Randy Campbell there. Very interesting and very impressive conversation with the former Auburn quarterback earlier today. And no question about it, there are a number of people out there that will be candidates for athletic director with Alan Green moving aside. Randy Campbell, I think, is certainly one of those. And we'll see what happens. As he said during our conversation, and as I mentioned to Randy after our conversation, with all the factors at Auburn and the things that have gone on in the past, there's really only been one or maybe two people that have handled that and been able to put it all together and be ultra successful. One of those, of course, was Randy's head coach in Pat Dye, who had quite a run there in the 1980s. Anyway, great conversation with Randy, and glad you were with us tonight here from the Voodoo Wing Company. The game coming up again at 6 o'clock on Saturday night at Jordan-Hare Stadium. We'll have the pregame for you here on FM Talk 106.5. And if you missed any of that interview with Randy Campbell, be sure and join us during the weekend and all through the week on WarEagleTV.com. WarEagleTV.com, all the news you want to know about the Auburn Tigers. And looking forward to that ball game Saturday. Everyone is looking forward to seeing T.J. Finley, I think, in the first quarter of play, see what he can do, and also see Robbie Ashford in action and see what kind of things he can add to the offense this year. Plenty to look for. As we mentioned earlier in the show, we've got some brand new receivers who I personally am looking forward to seeing, and that backfield that Randy Campbell mentioned, Tank Bigsby and Jarquez and Damari Austin is a guy who I am really looking forward to seeing in person. Hopefully he'll get some good playing time coming this weekend. We want to thank all of our sponsors, of course, Wes Williams and Will Too. Always appreciate them being with us. And as I mentioned, Cecil Christenberry and Old Time Feed, Morgan Bradley and Alpha Insurance, and Henry Hardy and Horizon Financial bringing you the halftime show tonight. And all of our sponsors, thank you for being with us and keeping us here on FM Talk 106.5. Enjoy the ball game, everybody. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. Until then, Doug Holton, War Eagle.